Sunday Bullock of Trevor Weisbach.
I can't wait, he's having a cup again. Balid, not Balid, I think maybe. Aaron Nicholas, see if you find him. More Balid, actually, it's more Balid, I think. Right, let's do a quick hazara for last week, what we said last time. The last time we spoke about the kosh brocha of Sheldon, actually. Oh, not Sheldon. Kosh brocha of Sulishlishes. What do you do with it? So we said we started off with aloha, that a person can't eat or drink when it gets dark. I said, that's aloha. Before you hear Abdullah, you're not allowed to, what do you call it, you're not allowed to
eat or drink.
So Rechaira, Mishnah Berurah says that already starts actually from Shkia time. Because since Shkia is a Sofet Yom, Sofet Laila, so from Shkia time itself, one should not really eat or drink. Mishnah Berurah does point out though, that first, because someone's not on Shana Shuls yet, because the whole thing is a Sofet. It's not good actually, but from Mitzvah Sage. What? What?
You're in the middle of Shana.
Yeah, middle of the Dhamma, which we haven't started yet. So if you haven't started yet, suppose it's not Kedai because of the Mitzvah Sofet Shul, which is a Mitzvah, Vada Mitzvah, because of Sofet Yom, Sofet Laila, you shouldn't push it off and you can have Shana Shul during Shkia time. He just said within half an hour before Nach, that's more risky than one's a problem. How does it make it even then? And the Mishnah says, who out there if someone's very hungry or thirsty during Shkia time, he's also allowed to eat or drink. That page that says is right. That's all talking about when you're starting during Shkia time. We said already last time, the halacha says clearly in Shulchan Aruch there that the person started before, he can go on right through. He can carry on to Laugh and Act even. He's got no problem. No restriction whatsoever. Shai is what you do after Nacht. So after Nacht, you bench. And the Chabbah says there that you're supposed to make a bracha la kois. So what do you do? Do you drink the kois? You don't drink the kois. What do you do with that kois? So last time we saw that mi'ikhar din, a person who's mabor because a Muslim is allowed to drink it. Yeah. The ikhar lochos shulchan aruch says that is that when you make because a Muslim on a kos, you're allowed to drink that kos of benching. But on that, Mishnah Berurah says that's only talking about a person who always uses the kos of bracha from the zohar. Now, no, we haven't got that. We don't do that most times nowadays. And therefore, we haven't got this heter. So this heter of the Mechaber, which says that you're allowed to drink the kosh of bracha of Birchas HaMazon, because it's tied up to the Suda, that's talking about where a person is rogging always to have that kosh. Someone speaks out there. That's what it's talking about. But generally, we don't have that. We don't do it every time. Most during a week, we won't do it. So therefore, this heter won't apply. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you finish in Shkia time, even though it's quite late in Shkia, there you have got the sense you're allowed to drink it. For Shkia time, we're allowed to drink it.
You bench before Shkia.
Bench in the middle of Shkia time. You're allowed to have that kosher of bracha or bitzim. So 10 minutes quarter time before Nach, it's really why it's quite late. That's very, very light. Maybe that's until then. But until then, you're allowed to. We said last time as well, even let's say someone finishes his kosher, his bench, his meal after Nach, says there's still a mile to bench al HaKos, even if you're not going to drink it. Of course, if you use that Kos for Havdalah, that's even better. But let's say you don't make Havdalah, there's still a mile to bench al HaKos. There's still a big mile on that, yeah?
Even if you don't drink.
Even if you're not drinking. Okay, that's what we said more or less last time, as far as I remember. That was our locker last time.
I was at Chassan last week.
Yeah.
And they asked me to bench.
Yeah.
And he hadn't washed. So he said, okay, let me go and wash quickly, and had a bit of challah, and then he benched. Nobody else had, it was not much the end of the meal. So is that okay?
Yeah, but still, end of the meal, there may be something else, you also have something. You're still called joining with you.
Even if nobody else had. Wash, and then mummish bench, it's a second item.
What the heck? Is that Shia Masri?
In the middle of Shemaiah, probably.
I think we saw last time, which is what it says on Isaac, even though they finished their meal, but without someone else comes, he can still join, because since if they would offer him some more food, the other people would also eat.
It's a second. It's a second. He washed, and then he benched. He had the challah there, and then he benched straight away. Okay. If you want to have, would you be able to do the mazumun?
You can't do mazumun if you're not, you haven't eaten anything.
Of course, yeah.
That's, that was a shadow we spoke about last time, of course, in the dental service. In the middle of benching, he realised it was suddenly.
Yeah.
That's much worse. So I'm saying, if you haven't done it, you haven't done it, you can't, the pastor can't join.
Right.
So now there's a new shadow, so they've decided about sort of shlishes in the middle of shell rockers. So the lock is that for shell rockers, normally the minimum is that during Shlish Mea Mishra, during the 7 days of Mea Mishra, so if you're making a sutta, you've got a hot and a colour there, it's Pashta Chiyu to make shell rockers. Yeah, provided them, it was made for them, certain conditions, but once they're there, there's an Indian to make shell rockers. These days, they start from the Yom HaChuppah, there's the 7 days start from the Yom HaChuppah, so, and it goes for 7 days from then. The meaning of Bnei Ashkenaz and many others as well is that when you bench by a shell brochers, when you've got shell brochers, the meaning is to use two separate koses. One kos is for Birchas HaMazon, for benching, and one kos is for the six brochers that you're making for the Chosn Kalim. The reason why I do that, actually, is because of Ein Ois and Mitzvah Chavidus Chavidus. Benching is one mitzvah, and the shell brochers is something else. And therefore, in order to separate it, we use two separate coaches. one for Shabbat, yeah, that's what we hold. The Shaila is now, what happens on Shabbos? Let's not talk about the last days. It's the middle of Shabbos Brochus, the Chasam was on Wednesday, and they're making Shabbos Brochus on Shabbos, Shabbos Shidus, in Shul, and they finish Shabbos Shidus after Nacht. Now, what is there is you make a broch on a kodesh there, yeah? You make a broch, you make one of the shell brochers on a kodesh, you make both rep off him. Now, what do you do with that wine? That's a shayla. Are you supposed to drink that wine? Or not? Just don't forget, it's after that.
But did you make a broch rep off and you did not make a
broch?
If you made a
broch rep off,
you have to drink.
Shayla, do you make a broch rep off?
Oh,
so why do
you
make
a broch rep off? No, you said you make a broch rep off. Should you make a broch rep off? 6 blocks you definitely do.
Oh, 6 blocks you look at me, right? 6 blocks you look at me.
It's called shell.
Yeah. Shaila is, are you supposed to make the other brocha burn right off or not? Well, the shaila is really, before you make that brocha, is are you allowed to drink that wine? Now, you must realize that there's a big milder with this cup of wine over a normal cup of wine that we have a bench in. A normal cup of wine, in certain ways, we don't normally bench with a cup of wine. So that's what you should say. Since we don't normally bench with a cup of wine, you've got no head cover after not Shabbos. But by a shell brochers, where it's always the minute to use a cup of wine, so maybe then you can have the wine. Because don't forget, we said last time that the wine is really part of the suda, and the suda was eaten before Nacht, was had we started before Nacht. So if it's part of the suda, maybe you're allowed to have it. That's the shayla. So this, my friend, I always say the beauty of this religion is you can't go wrong, because there's so many different shittas in this thing. That you're about to get one of them right. So I'm going to go through a few of the shittas over here. Let's just see if I can find it here. Chosn and colour. So some have got a meaning that they do not drink the wine at all. They make the brochas, the shisha brochas. They make birchas on the soy, also like two kaisers. But they don't make a brocha on the wine. They don't say boy break off at all. After Mariv, what they'll do is they'll say Habdorah ala Kais, which they made because of Moslem, and then they'll drink it, and they'll also drink from the other cup which was used for the sixth block. That means normally our minute is to have two kaises. So you've got, let's say, two kaises, one cup over here and one cup over here. So he'll make mezuman on this kais, it's the first minute, make mezuman on this kais. Then you're finished fetching, put it down, no bread for coffee, and you'll make six brothers on this coast, I mean the second coast. You leave it. Then you've done Ma'ariv, whatever it is. And after Ma'ariv, you can't make Abdullah. And you make Abdullah on the coast that you use for Birchas HaMazon. When you make bread for coffee, you drink this, and you also drink a bit of this coast. So at the end of the day, the coasts have been used. That is number one minik. What?
Drink it.
Good question.
Well, it's after Abdullah.
Yes, can I drink after Abdullah?
Well, it's nice, it's not shy, it's not the end of the world. Right. What was he?
What was he?
Abdullah.
Abdullah.
Why can't she drink after I've done it?
Oh, she wants to go back after I've done it. And after I've done it, it's only got a minute. That's not worse than this, man. Yeah, I hope so, yeah. That is minute number one.
You made Brett Rick up in twice.
No, it is his first time. You didn't make Brett Rick up for the first time. There's no boy for Brett Goffin on the first time. It's after that, you make just six brothers. Then you double marry, you make Abdullah, and then you have your Kodesh shell list, and that's what you do. Obviously, if the Moshe has to be, let's say you finish the shell brothers, let's say at, what time was Nachman's Moshe?
10:44.
Let's say you finish 11:15, and someone comes in there, for example, and he's already heard, he's already done marriage with everything, so the Meister, he could drink that wine really.
He could do shell.
He could do, well, he has to eat something to be part of the show, yeah. But the Meister, yes, if he does that, then he could have a wine without problem, and he could drink the whole thing then, yeah? That's another age he could do. Right, that's show number one. However, other shitters hold that you can drink from the coast. Yeah, the Eish Lavron. And he says that this reason, what we said before, is that since by Sherry Brothers, we always drink from a coast of wine, so it becomes like rogel. It's a rogel of the kedin, and it's back to the normal halacha of a person who every Shabbos Shidus or every time always drinks a wine, he's allowed to drink that wine.
Unicorns and Kohen?
Well, everyone. If they all, yeah, according to this first shitter, everyone can drink from that wine. That's the first shitter. It's Avram says that. Since for Shabbos, one's rogel. So everyone's allowed to have the, what do you call it? Everyone's allowed to drink from that coast. That's opinion number one.
Everyone's allowed to drink.
The whole Masurah allowed to drink. That's halacha. That's variation one. So first halacha was no one drinks. First opinion was no one drinks, and you make Abdullah afterwards. The only problem is, according to the first opinion, if there's no Abdullah made, in some shoes they make Abdullah. So if that's the case, no, that why won't be drunk. Stuck, I could have. Yeah, if no Abdullah's made in that shoe, much less than the shul shell of rockers.
So they'll take it home. They have done it on that cost, on that point. Put it back in the bottle.
First
comes to the worst.
They don't do that. They put it back in the bottle and they leave it. If no one makes Abdullah Pashas, there's going to be no bracha on that coast, Pashas. You're saying, why does someone take it home and make it there? Could be. The Meister, I don't know if he needs to do that. But it's a kosher bracha, but the Meister, you can't bring it on Mosh Shabbos. There's nothing you can do. Now, the second variation is that you can drink the wine, and according to the opinion number one in that, everyone can drink the wine if you've got the Siddur. Everyone's there, so the Sherbrochers is allowed to drink the wine, because it's like a double rogel, it's a normal minik to drink by Sherbrochers, and therefore, since it's a normal minik, then everyone can take of that thing itself. However, others say, Yeshayimim, some say what you drink in this case, and some say you can drink from both coasts actually. You drink from one coast, mix the two together, and divide it up all like normal. Exactly like normal. Like you do on a normal day of Shabbos, who are doing that. Others say one shouldn't do that. One should only have the Bichas HaMozon coast, and not the one you made six brachos on. Okay, that's a bit machlokes. How much should you drink in such a case? Another interesting shayla, how much do you drink? So some say you should only have a very small amount, a tima. A very small amount. Others say a molly lugmov, you're allowed to have, it's about 44 mil, and others say you can have a whole rubius. So again, what's on my head is what you do. who drinks it? According to some people, say only the one of the Navarra because a model drinks it, no one else. And some say the Chosn Kaddish should drink it, only. Others say the Chosn should make the Mezumim, and he drinks it. So I'm saying there's a lot of variations in this thing. I must say, a lot of variations. I must say, there's an interesting shaila I had about this actually, which I don't know if it's right. Lamoshe, let's say you drink this kos of Bichas HaMozon, yeah? Let me just find a bit. Yeah, let's say someone drinks this kos and he has a whole shear. That's poshut that when he benches, he does not say Rav Sey in Ala Geffen. Because it's after Machnai. He's drinking the wine after Machnai. So he doesn't say Rav Sey. Yeah, that's posher. If someone is making like this, he to drink it, and he's drinking a whole of beers, he can drink.
Why do you not say Rav Sey? Because benching is here, you say benched.
Yeah, but this is after benching.
But it belongs to this.
Yeah, but actually, no one says he's
out of the
court.
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of
matter between.
No, first of all, that's not matter. That might be done. I must tell you what was interesting, what I saw. That was an interesting point. In the case of where one bet, let's say someone had shalashidas, not the cost of color, anyone, and he finished ben hashmoshes. Yeah? So he now has a drink of wine, ben hashmoshes. So as he says, with saying, I like effort.
Why shouldn't he say the same?
Oh, so Moshe wants to know why not. I'll tell you why not, Moshe. Good point, Moshe. Moshe wants to know why not. Why should he not say it? I asked a question, Rabbi Zahn. I had this question for many time, a long time. Why is it normal Rosh Chodesh? Let's say Rosh Chodesh on Sunday. Moshe Rosh Chodesh Sunday?
Yeah.
Right. And he has a piece of cake, or he has wine, Bein HaShmoshes. Let's say Bein HaShmoshes is 9:30 or 10:30. At 10 o'clock, he has a piece of cake. He says, Ala Mechia. In his Ala Mechia, does he mention Rosh Chodesh?
No.
You say no.
He
can't mention
Chodesh
and
Shabbos. No, on Sunday, again. Sunday, nothing. I'm sorry, I'm making another dinner. Monday. Monday is Rosh Chodesh. Monday is Rosh Chodesh, right? And on Monday, Rosh Chodesh, this person has a drink of wine or a piece of cake at Shkia time. And he says, either between Moses, between 9:30 and 10:30. So at 10 o'clock, he has a piece of cake, or he has a cup of wine. Does he make in his ala gef or ala mechya, does he mention Rosh Chodesh?
Is he still
a Russian thing? Moshe wants to know why I shouldn't. Now, say it's shy, because it could be shy. But has it, Moshe? If Shkia is the end of the day already, it's not Rosh Chodesh. So on that, the point, I think the first block says, as far as I remember, that you do not say it. Check that, as far as I remember, you do not say it. Because it's shy of a hesed. But I found that in here, I don't know if there's a steal with this, if someone benches Bein HaShmoshes on a cup of wine, let's say someone finished his cup of Shalashidas Bein HaShmoshes. Chosn Kala, no Chosn Kala, makes a difference. Mishmur says you could make Ala Geffen on the thing. There, the Kabbalah Chaim says you mention Shabbos in the thing. That could be better because of what you said before. Maybe that's connected to the meal. So maybe in that case, that's better. It's an interesting point. So the Maaseh, what we just said now today so far is someone finishes Shalashidas, Chosn Kala there. They finish the meal after Nacht. Do you use the kosher bracha? Do you make Bo'i Prak on a kosher bracha or not? That's the shayla. So some say, no, you can't use the kosher bracha. You can't use it after Nacht, you can't have the wine. You make six brachas of the shayla brachas, and the wine, either you have it after it's $5. If there's no $5, there's no Bo'i Prak offering. And others say that you can, you're allowed to use that wine, because since it's part of the shayla bracha is like wrong to have wine, you're allowed to. Question is, who drinks it and how much you drink? Okay, everybody. Well,